The first class of the Texas Academy of Mathematics and Science recently celebrated its 10th anniversary reunion. These students were part of an experiment that took academically talented 15-year-olds from around Texas and sent them to the University of North Texas in Denton, just outside Dallas, instead of having them finish their junior and senior years in high school. When the students finished their 2 years, they received a high school diploma as well as 2 years of college credit. Most of the students appear to have benefited from the experience, but young women seem to have gained even more than their male classmates. NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
It is 7 p.m. on Saturday, and the 10th anniversary reunion of the first class of the Texas Academy of Mathematics and Science is just getting underway. As they walk into the hotel and toward the folding table where their name tags and former classmates await, everyone looks nervous.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Rachel.
Kelly, how are you?
Oh my goodness, you cut off all your hair!
Yeah, I did.
Well, welcome. Have a name tag.
They came to the University of North Texas as mere 15 and 16-year-olds, 80 self-described math nerds and science geeks who were already bored with high school. They were entering an experimental program. There was not even a guarantee there would be funding for a second year. But Chris Heisinger, who went on to become a mechanical engineer, says he found a home at the academy.
One of the things I found was I was a geek in my high school, but I definitely wasn't a geek at the academy. I mean, there were people who were much more intense into the mathematics or the things that quote-unquote nerds would like to do, that, you know, I was not nearly that intense.
Although it might seem that leaving your home and high school to go to college at such a young age could be frightening, Heisinger says that for him it was a relief. In high school, being intellectually gifted can also mean being a social outcast.
The thing I liked most about the academy was that you could kind of be your own individual and no one would judge you for it. No matter what your interests were, or your nerdy interests were, there was always someone else who at least had a similar interest, so you could, you know, form a bond with that person. You know, it's not to say there weren't cliques at the academy, there definitely were, but it wasn't the same type of animosity that there was in high school.
The two-year residential program was created by the Texas legislature a decade ago. The idea was to try to help some of the state's best students. At the academy, students live together in a dorm on campus at the University of North Texas, girls on one floor, boys on the other. They take a mix of courses, some specially designed for them, others honors courses, which they take with the regular incoming freshmen. And while all the former academy students interviewed praise their experience at the university, the young women believed it helped them especially. Catherine Hunteman is now a financial advisor for Prudential Securities, who grew up in the Dallas suburb of Plano.
In Plano, I didn't really fit in because I was smart. And that's one of the things that made me want to come here, because no matter how different I was than everybody else, I really loved to learn. And I thought, you know, what a better way than to come to someplace that focuses on math and science, because math was really what I loved to do.
In the fashion-conscious suburb of Plano, Hunteman felt isolated by her love of mathematics. But when she first got to the academy, she had some adjusting to do, too. She was no longer the best and the brightest. And unlike Plano, at the academy, nobody cared how you dressed.
It was a bit intimidating because I'd always been near the top of my class in Plano. And when I came here, I suddenly was just average. And I think that was the hardest thing for me. And I went to school in Plano, where it's a very much a social environment, and here it really wasn't. People were concentrated on school, and that's what you stood out for, and it was kind of a hard adjustment for me to make. I was a little overdressed for class.
But if a little overdressed at first, Hunteman says she soon felt herself to be among like minds. In a student body full of math and science geeks, one ceases to be a geek, and for the first time in her young life, Hunteman says she did not feel set apart.
In high school, boys are expected more than girls to succeed in math and sciences. And when you came here, it's like everybody was geared towards math and science. Our course load was heavily accentuated those areas, and I felt like it was just a lot easier to be smart.
In order to qualify, the students have to achieve an overall SAT score of 1100 and 600 minimum on the math portion. That's at age 15. The academy now accepts 200 students each year from around Texas. The students get identified through the Duke University Talent Identification Program, which tests the brightest 7th graders. But the majority come from high schools in middle-class and affluent neighborhoods. Dr. Richard Sinclair is the dean of the academy. Sinclair says they've had trouble convincing high schools in the state's poor communities to send them their best kids.
It drives us nuts. The schools don't really want to lose their best students.
And so I think a lot of the material we send ends up in the circular file. And we have parents tell us all the time, why didn't we know about this? Why won't our schools tell us about it? Well, they want to keep the good students. Those are the kids who are going to be National Merit Scholars, are going to score high on the SAT, so they don't want to lose them.
But for the pioneers of the Texas Academy of Mathematics and Science, on this night it is not the program's problems which concern them, but the program's success, meaning their success. They've gone on to get advanced degrees from Harvard, Stanford, and the University of Texas. One of them became the first woman in history to graduate at the top of her class at the Naval Academy. Tomorrow, they will go back to their families and careers. But for this night, they are back at the University of North Texas, remembering what it was like to be 16 and in college. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Denton, Texas.